growing till crescendo, it's consuming more and more. It cannot see beyond its window, it ignores all open doors. It's been climbing towards an apex since it crawled up from the shores. Adherent first and master next and driven to explore. It evolves as it ingests, it learns to see in metaphor. Exploration turns conquest, its survival becomes a war. A parasite that kills its host, yet it assumes it will endure. Matricidal, yet it boasts of how its intentions are pure. By killing life, it kills itself, revealing its own inner floor. By killing life, it kills itself, revealing its own inner floor. Touch upon the fabric, tight knitted from the corpse of a god whose fingers weave the breath of life, then set its course. Ones and trees that breathe and birth the breath of those that need its force. They kill those beings and kill their dreams, then seek another source. They chop the flesh of kings that speak with sunlight through their leaves. They poison their own air and think that's just the thing they need. They feel the loss but ignore the pain, and they plain refuse to grieve. They look to the stars instead and dream of what they can achieve by being thieves. By killing life, they kill themselves, revealing their own inner flaws. By killing life, they kill themselves, revealing their own inner flaws. He raised his hand and cursed the land. He applies his mind to destruction. He understands that he is man and prone to pure corruption. He plants his seeds and from the surface bursts man-made constructions that crumble just like any vision made real through man's induction. Life interrupted. Death intervened on behalf of assumptions that he is the king of the land, of the seas, of the grass and the trees, of the heavens and the earths, but his existence is perverse. He commits treason by his birth and thinks the reason is his worth. By killing life, he kills himself, revealing his own inner flaws. By killing life, he kills himself, revealing his own inner flaws. Paul and Nietzsche.
All right.